Praise the Lord. Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, everyone. We give God glory for another new day that He's added unto our lives. He's an awesome God. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, His name shall be praised. We bless God through all things. We're going to give thanks in everything. In the middle, glory to God, challenges. I sound a little hoarse tonight, but nevertheless, we can do all things through Christ Jesus and nothing without Him. But we bless the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. We thank God, glory to God, for He is wonderful and marvelous, so we give praise unto Him. I'm going to do a reading tonight concerning when Jesus prayed. Praise the Lord. Some encouragement to us. And if our Lord and Savior took time to be with the Father and pray and spend time, how much more as we being His disciples? Preferably, my voice is clear enough for you to understand. We're going to have Prophetess Anum to pray shortly for opening prayer. I believe my voice will be strong enough at least through the reading in the scripture. Praise the Lord. It says, let's look at another point which Jesus prayed. When the pressures and expectations of others threatened to derail God's plan for His life, the Bible says, while it was still dark, Jesus got up and left the house and went off to a solitary place where He prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for Him, and when they found Him, they exclaimed, everyone is looking for You. Jesus replied, let us go somewhere else to the nearby village so I can preach there also. That is why I have come. So He traveled throughout Galilee preaching. A reference is Mark 1, 35-39. The lesson here is this. Unless you get God's plan and stick with it, others will try to plan your life for you. Given the success Jesus enjoyed in every town He visited, many preachers would have stayed and built a church and enjoyed the accolades and rewards of their ministry. No, not Jesus. He marched to the beat of a different drum. As you look back on some of your mistakes, you will find decisions made in response to pressure instead of prayer. When you're prayerless, you get careless. God has a plan for your life and a schedule to stay in sync with both you, and you must pray regularly. Jesus realized that He only had time enough to do what His Father wanted done, and that gave Him the ability to say no to other things. You've been called to love people, but please God, and your confidence in prayer comes from knowing you are operating within His will. See 1 John 3:21-22. When Jesus prayed when He was concerned about the people He loved, He told Peter, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith faileth not. And when you pray, when you have turned back, strengthen your brethren. And Peter did turn back. The disciples who denied his Lord in a moment of weakness eventually stood before a crowd of thousands and preached the gospel to them, and 3,000 were won to Christ. Jesus not only taught His disciples, He warned them of danger, but ultimately He realized that the greatest thing He could do was pray for them. Unfortunately, that's the truth we tend to arrive at later rather than sooner. We promise, we rescue, we threaten, and only when all our efforts have failed do we pray. Prayer shouldn't be your last resort. It should be your first response. Prayer takes the situation out of your hands and put it in God's. Do you remember the four men who carried their sick friend and laid him on the feet of Jesus? See Mark 2:3-5. That's what you do when you pray for someone. It's not easy to pick up the weight of another person and carry them to God each day in prayer. but it is the most effective thing you can do for them. The old times used to say, prayer moves the hand that moves the world. And they were right. When a loved one disappoints or wounds you, instead of lashing out, lift them up in prayer. Invite God to the situation. Then stand back and allow him to work. To God be the glory. As I said, I'll read the scripture. And I'm going to allow Prophet Sanu, prayerfully she's come online already, so that way she can open us up in prayer. So I'm going to read the scripture coming out of 1 Peter 5, starting at 5b. But God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. We give glory and honor unto the Lord. I know as you can hear my voice, it sounds hoarse. Yep, been dealing with a little bit of sinuses and a little challenge for a couple of days. It just got really rough last night, but I do apologize. I didn't get to come on last night, but we definitely wanted to at least see if we can come on tonight for a while for prayer. And as the Lord bless, we're going to open our lines for the prayer warriors to pray. My Lord, I'm waiting for you. Praise the Lord. So hopefully Ms. Anuma come on in just a minute, and then she'll pray. But I do request, she's on waiting to come on, I do solicit your prayers against the sinus attack, and thank God for the ones that called and prayed, and I wasn't up to calling anyone. I just was that bad under the weather through the night and through the day, but God is so faithful. And if he put us on the post for to do some things, we'd just be led by the Spirit of how much we do when we do. But he's faithful to his word, so he released me yesterday. And so today it was like to open the line today for prayer and just do the scripture and reading. And have this young lady to open up in prayer for me. And so, to God be the glory, we continue to pray one for another. So, I'm believing I'm being led by the Spirit, and evidently all who's online, evidently so. So, at this time, receive Prophetess Anuma. She opened up with us for prayer tonight.
Praise God. I'm sorry for being so late. Father God, we just want to thank and praise you, Lord God, for this time and this opportunity to come together and to come on one accord to bless your name. Lord God, we just want to thank and praise you, Lord God, for all that you do, all that you have done, and all that you will do in the name of Jesus. First off, God, I pray, God, that we cast all of our cares and concerns onto you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that we all can come onto one accord and be able to lift up our nation, our president, the children, and just so many different areas and aspects of our lives and society in the name of Jesus to you. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every one of the intercessors, God, that are on the line on tonight. We ask, God, that you forgive us, Lord God, for any sin, any weight. Lord God, anything, God, that we may have done or not done, God, that's been displeasing in your sight in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray, God, for the Holy Spirit, God, to come in the name of Jesus, and have his way on this service on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray, God, that you touch each and every one of their hearts, God, on tonight. Lord God, even the things, God, that they have before you in the name of Jesus of their own issues or people, God, that's on their minds. I pray, Lord God, that you move on their behalf in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you bless every home on tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you heal sickness, God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the bodies right now. Lord God, we lift up even right now Pastor Hubbard. We pray, God, that you would touch her body, heal and deliver in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God, for every anything, God, that needs to come out, God, to come out of her body and be cleansed in the name of Jesus. We bind her headaches and aches and pains or any room, God, for any flu or pneumonia, God, to take place or any respiratory problems. And we pray, God, not only that prayer for her, but anyone else, God, that's on the line on tonight, God, that also may be going through. We pray, Lord God, for healing of the body in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for healing to the heart, Father God. God, you know the matters of the heart and the things, God, that each and every one of them, God, will have to that had to carry this week. I pray, Lord God, for deliverance in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you will open up the way, God, for them in the name of Jesus, God, whether you give them in the service on tonight or in a dream or through your word, however, God, that you see fit in the name of Jesus. God, where they need people, God, to move on their behalf. God, you said you hold the heart of the king in your hand. So, God, I pray, God, that you turn the situation around, God, and you give them favor in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray, God, that you would just have your way on tonight, Father God, for each and every one that will be led to pray on tonight. Lord God, that they hear your voice and what it is that they need to pray about and the concerns, God, of this nation in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you touch and move on their behalf in Jesus' name. And God, we just thank you and praise you, God, for all that you're doing again and all that you are about to do. And Lord God, anything, God, that I missed, God, you know, and I pray, God, that you have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Give God glory and praise. Yes, yes, praise God. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord, I'm here. Bless the Lord. I'm trying to find out whether Mother McCormick, I don't see her on tonight yet. Open the lines up, and we're going to praise the Lord.
I'm on.
Yes, ma'am. You are
I'm
there?
On. Yes.
Okay, then would you go ahead and open us up in whatever God's placed in your heart? I'm just that prayed to make sure that I can come on. So as the Lord lead for the various things that we normally pray about, the sickness in the nation, the government, the church, the youth, the families, murder, you know, whatever God has given, suicide, whatever the Lord directs you tonight, then you go ahead on and pray. And I'm not sure whether we'll probably just give in maybe about an hour tonight, praise God. But I just want to be obedient to the Spirit. So go
praise
ahead.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just want to say thank you tonight, Lord. We realize the word of God said this is the day that the Lord had made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you today, God, for your love and your kindness. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Father. We thank you for just being so merciful, and yet, Lord, open doors and making ways out of no way when we can't see it. God, we pray for your people right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for the government, God. We pray for the nation of people, Lord, God, right now, Lord, the things that's going on in the world, God. We pray because we know that you see and you know all things. We ask you right now to look down on the president of the United States, God. We pray that you'll touch him, God, that you will give him a mind to lead this country in the way that you see fit, Father. We just ask you, Lord God, to have mercy on your people, Lord God. There's so much is going on, so much is happening. We ask you to look down on the government, God, as things are going on where people have lost their homes and people need a home to live in, and seem like the government is always telling people that they don't have it, they got to be in a line or they got to be in this or that. But God, we know, God, that you sit high and you look low and you see the condition what's going on in the world for those people that don't have places to stay. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you will come forth, God, and we know, God, that you're going to work it out anyhow, God. We know that there's nothing too hard that you can't do. So we just pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, for all what you're going to do and how you're going to fix it, how you're going to work it out. Because we know, Father, when you work it out and when you fix it, it's going to be done. It is going to be complete done in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you right now, Lord God, for your word, because you sent your word to heal your people, Lord God, and there's so much is going on in the land. There's so much sickness, God, as I speak right now, God. I even have to pray for my sister, Lord God. I even have to pray for my sister Hubbard, God. I yet have to just bail out to her on tonight, God, because she is that woman of God that always pray, always touch and agree for somebody, Lord God. And we yet just pray for her tonight, God, because she is the one and she is the cause of this line being on tonight, God. So, God, we pray for her right now that you touch that body in the name of Jesus, that you will send forth your complete healing in her body right now. And we know, God, that it's already done. It's already worked out. And we just thank you for it right now, God. We even pray for other ones that might be going through different situations, God, and different problems or different things that might be happening in the world today. We just thank you, Lord God, because your word also tells us, God, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? So we just thank you, Lord God, for that word in Romans 8:31 says, if God be for us, who can be against us? As we go through the trials and the tribulation, yet, Lord, we know that we're going to go through some kind of thing, some kind of something whatsoever. But we know, God, that you are the author and the finish of our faith. And you are the one that we look to. You are the one that we call on in a day and time like this. So, God, we pray for the governor. We pray for the nation. We pray, Lord God, and although the sick in the body, we pray for these three situations right now in the name of Jesus, because we know that you said with your stripes that we are already healed. So, God, we thank you right now, God. We give thanks to you. Say, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endure forever. So, God, we know that your mercy, God, you having mercy on your people, and it's due forever, God. We just thank you for your word, because you sent your word to heal your people and deliver them from their destruction. So, God, we thank you for the word, because it's the word of God that we need and the last and even day, because heaven and earth may pass away, but this word of God is going to stand, and we need that word. We thank you for your shedding of your blood. We thank you, Lord God, for just making a way out of no way when we can't see our way, when we don't understand and don't know how the way going to be made. We just thank you for it right now, Heavenly Father. We pray that you'll continue to bless your people, Lord God. We pray that you'll continue to work out the situation that's going on in the world right now, God, and there's so much killing and so much different situations happen. We pray, Heavenly Father, for the president, for all the different things that's going on that he's doing, God, and that you'll continue to touch that mind and keep him in a mind to be able to lead this country in the way that it should be led, in the way that you will have it to be led, God. We look to you, God. We look to you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Any other thing that may be going on, but we know, God, that you're the one. You got the last say of everything that's going to happen. So, God, we put our trust in you today. We put our hope in you today because you are the one that's going to work out the situation. And the president is there. Yes, we know he's there for a reason, and we thank God for him. But we know if they're in the help and if a thing going to come forth, anything going to happen right, it's going to come through you, Heavenly Father. So we keep our eyes focused on you because you told us to lift our eyes unto the hill from which coming our help, and we know all our help comes from you today. So we look to you, God, for all our situation, all our problems that we're going through. We give it all to you. You told us to cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. So, God, we just thank you right now, God. And, Father God, we pray that you'll continue to bless your people as we continue to get off the phone right now. We pray that you'll continue to bless your people. Take them through, Lord God, and in anything, even the prayer wall, each and every one in the prayer wall, we pray for them on tonight, God. Bless each and every one that come on tonight, God. Let your anointing come forth. Use your people, Lord God, in the way that you see fit, God, and And Lord, those that might be hearing the word, God, pray that they'll hear this word, that they will take heed to the word of God, that's what's being said, that they will be able to be delivered from whatever situation that they might be going through this night. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Glory unto the Most High God. We give him glory and praise. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. I wanted to find out whether Pastor Elder Howard, is she on the line? Is that Elder Howard? Lolita Howard? Okay, evidently not. Praise God. All right, I'm going to open the line. Some of the prayer warriors are not on, but we're going to open the line for other warriors, a couple other warriors to pray, and then we're going to take prayer requests. Like I said, we may not be on long tonight, but I just want to make sure that we give space until the Lord to bless. So at this time, since I don't see our regulars on, do we have any other prayer warriors that want to pray tonight? We don't normally open the line in that manner, but we usually are pretty well set up to those that will come on. So the lines are available now.
The line been open. I've been on the line.
Okay,
hello?
Mother, I didn't know the word. Go ahead. Did your number change?
Yeah, I've been on the line when you were praying.
Okay, then I didn't know that your number. I thought the number had changed.
No,
anyway,
it
didn't
change. It's the same old number. But you know, with the rain, some of it's rain, it messed up the phone down this side.
That's the number not feeling the greatest, so I might not look at the number correctly tonight. But go ahead and open up. Go ahead and pray. We'll leave the line open for you to pray now. You go ahead.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Father God. We just come to praise you this day, Lord. Praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, you see it all and you know it all. But Lord God, you've said in your word that above all, you want us to be in good health, Lord, and prosper. So, Father God, we're thanking you today, Lord God, for healing us, Lord, because we claim healing in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we bind that false spirit that come against our vocal cord, Lord, come against our throat, our ears, our nose. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs, that it shall not have authority in our voice, our vocal cord, nor in our ears, nor in our throat, nor in our nose. I command that spirit of apology and disease that we get through here that come against our body, Lord God. I bind it right now in the name of Jesus, that it loose our throat right now. And Lord God, we thank you for you gave us the authority and the dominion to bind things here on earth, Lord. And so we bind the spirit that come attack prayer line warriors, Lord God, because it has no authority. And it's in the name of Jesus we claim healing in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Because your word said it, Lord, we believe it. And Lord God, we thank you for the authority and the dominion you gave us, Lord God, because you said we must speak these things, Lord God. You said ask and believe when we ask, you receive. You also said in your word, Lord, you sent your word and healed, Lord God. So we claim in healing, Lord God. We bind that spirit that come against us, Lord. We bind it, that spirit of sickness, aches and pain. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus as we plead the blood of Jesus over the partners, Lord God. And in the name of Jesus, we claim victory, Father God, because your promises is what we're standing on. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over the prayer warriors right now, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus. Cover us, Lord God, under that blood of the Lamb. We cover it because your word said it, Lord God, that we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. You said ask and believe. When we ask, we receive. Lord, we receive our healing, Lord God. We receive our healing in the mighty name of Jesus. It's only you, Lord, only you, Lord God, because your word said it. We believe it, Lord God. Lord God, we thank thank you for healing our bodies, Lord. Healing our bodies. Now this false spirit come and tackle our legs, tackle our arms, keeping bringing pain or aches to the body, but we're binding that spirit up right now because this prayer line will go on in the name of Jesus. Lord God, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the authority and the dominion that you gave us, Lord God. You said in your word, Lord God, by your stripe, we are healed, Lord God. So we claim in our healing, Lord God. We claim it, Lord God, because we believe it, Lord God, that you, by your stripe, you have healed us, Lord God. And Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for blessing us going out, Lord God. Thank you for blessing us coming in, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. Father God, you didn't say they won't come against us, but your word said they shall not prosper in the name of Jesus. And I'm binding that false spirit that come against my throat. I'm binding it up right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. I ask you to touch our leader in this prayer line, Lord God. Strengthen our Lord God, where the enemy tried to keep our voice down. But we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus, that it loops our throat. In the name of Jesus, you have no authority, you have no dominion in our throat. And Lord God, we bind in this foul spirit that come against us, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for giving us the authority and the dominion, Lord God. You said whatever we bind and hurt, Lord, you will bind in heaven. And Lord, we bind in this false spirit. We bind it in the name of Jesus. These sickness that come against your people. We bind it up right now. This false spirit that brings sickness and disease against the people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command it to loose. Loose in the name of Jesus. You shall not have authority in this prayer line. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you said, cast every cares on you. So, Lord, we come boldly to the throne of grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Casting every cares, Lord God, because we know you cares for us, Lord. You said, seek the Lord. And Lord, we seek you, Lord God. We call on your name, Heavenly Father. We come boldly to the throne of grace because we know you is the only deliverer, Lord God. There is no other. Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for touching each and every one of your prayer warriors, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for you are the only deliverer. There is no other. No other in the mighty name of Jesus. Only you, Lord. Only you, Lord. And Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for being a deliverer, Lord God. Thank you for being a healer, Lord God. I thank you for being a heart regulator, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for being the mighty God you are to us, Lord God. And Father God, we give you glory and honor and praise, Lord, for being so good to us, Heavenly Father, for taking away sickness, Lord. For taking away hates, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for all those that is in authority, Lord God. Touch the mind, Lord God. Touch their heart, Lord God. Regulate that heart, Lord God, that they make right decision, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being so good to us, Lord. We thank you that every needs we have, it's met through Christ Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's the Lord. Glory to God. Brother Kincaid just did a short prayer for us tonight at going to probably take one more prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and do our prayer requests tonight. As I said, I do apologize. We're not going to stay on as long tonight. It's, you know, not unless the Lord lead otherwise. So I'm going to ask her to go ahead and pray for us, or whatever God's placed on her.
Okay.
Well, right now, no one says pray for the youth or whatever. So if you want to pray for them, you can. Or
for the what?
Youth.
Youth. Okay.
Yes.
Father, thank you. Father God, we come before you and we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. Before we come in your presence, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise and honor and glory. Lord, we lift up our youth to you, Father. And Father, you know what they need, Father. You made us and not we ourselves, Lord. Father, I thank you right now that you would bless each and every person, Lord. All the students that's in school and junior high school, elementary, Father, all the way up to college, Lord. I thank you, Father, for guiding and leading them, Lord, speaking to their hearts, Lord. Somebody might be about to commit a murder or about to get on some drugs, Lord. I thank you for convicting them. I thank you for sending laborers across their path, Father God, that would encourage them or let them know that that's not the way to go. Father, I thank you right now that they were even put prayer back into our schools, Lord. I thank you, oh God, right now for your loving kindness. Lord, I thank you for blessing even our young adults, Lord, who are having to make different decisions, Lord, a lifetime decisions. Lord, be with them as they're going through these preteens and early adulthood, Lord. Be with them, Lord, and guide them, Father, because they don't know. Father, I thank you right now for you to let them grow up to be adults that would make a difference in our community, that would lead and be in churches and go to church and give their lives to you, Lord. We thank you, Father. I give your name the praise, honor, and the glory, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord. Father, and I thank you, Father, even the ones who are bullying these students in school, Lord. I thank you that it will cease. They will cease, Lord. Prick their hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them to keep them from hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. And, Father, we give your name the praise, honor, and glory. And, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to come before your presence and lift them up to you, Lord, because you know them name by name, one by one, Lord. You know what they need, Lord. And I thank you, oh God. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. And Father, we call it all done, Lord. And if I've forgotten something, Lord, don't charge it to my head, Lord. Don't charge it to my heart. Charge it to my head, Lord, because you know what's best for our youth, Father. And I put them in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray, and we glorify your holy name. Amen.
God be the glory. We praise God. He is worthy, and I do thank God for the women of God that's on and being faithful and coming on, and also divine prayers that have gone up for me too as well. And we just thank God for progress. We thank God for Elder Kincaid even coming by, making a point of bringing me some soup and something to help with this situation that's going on in this respiratory. But thank God for all the prayers, because that's who we got to depend on the Lord. And thank God for those that called this morning, and Mother Kincaid, Mother McCormick, being a blessing to calling in prayer and intercept for me this morning, as well as my daughter too as well. So we're going to open the line now for taking those prayer requests. I have a couple out here too, but we gotta take this time to pray. Thank God for Mother Freeman on the line, and bless the Lord for Precious, 90 years old, and be pressing on and leaving herself available for service for the Lord. The prayer requests I have, of course, you already took care of, you all already took care of me, so we can just keep those prayers going in the background. We're believing God for total deliverance. But in the meantime, well, I want to pray for Mother Alexander, probably could express it a little bit better, but this young lady we've been praying for, Brittany, she ended up on the respiratory, and then she ended up having to have to take that off of her, the respirator. And then this young lady has gone on to glory. We want to pray for the family, especially the mother and the family, for them in the time of bereavement, but also it's a homecoming, but that going, but still, yeah, that's her baby. So we want you to pray for them. Mother Alexander, you heard me, anything, how the mother is doing?
Oh, she's doing pretty good. She was at church yesterday.
Wow, glory to God.
Yeah, she was at church yesterday, and Saturday they had lady conference, and she was there too. She holding up
so
very strong.
God, that gotta be
name
God.
Jesus, yes indeed.
Oh, who your Redeemer
God.
Is, and when you relationship to be able to stand through a time, and that just happened just a couple days ago.
Thank God.
Thank God for all the prayers and you being there, and Mother Willett too. But praise God for you being as well faithful there for praying and encouraging her. Well, we want to keep her. What's the family
Lisa.
Name? Because.
Our name is Lisa Flood.
Lisa Flood.
Our name
don't
is
have
Lisa.
To call her the baby name knowing she's gone already. So let me say Lisa Flood.
Lisa.
Oh,
yeah,
that's,
Lisa. That's who we pray
that's
for.
The testimony.
Her mom and the family. And her grandma and sister Smith. Yeah.
Smith. Okay, then good. I'm glad you were able to share those words tonight. Glory to God for that homecoming, for a mother to be able to stand, even though she was standing, believing God for the healing as well as the word. But nevertheless, she still said, God, thy will be done.
Hallelujah.
So there's no more suffering
there.
Okay,
Hallelujah.
And I also want to pray for Elder Kincaid's brother that we mentioned to last week about the bone marrow transfusion, and he needs also for prayers. We need our prayers for his deliverance from the smoking, because if he doesn't stop, like Sister Kincaid said, the doctors already told him they cannot do that procedure. He has to stop, so they gave him a prescription for patches, but we know sometimes how the enemy still can fight with that. So we're asking you to pray for him for that transfusion, that all go well with that. As the Lord bless and say the same, but he got to be able to stop smoking, encourage his heart to totally surrender over to the Lord and not just be a conversion and go back and forth. We want to pray that it'll be a desire to be steadfast in the Lord. And we also want to pray for the believers that in need of a job. My daughter, Minister Manoom, has been, I can't get my words together. But anyway, they have gone to another state from Tulsa, Oklahoma, to Fayetteville, Arkansas. So now, she's waiting for a job to open up, and prayerfully the one with the VA. So praying for her, a couple other people that have some situations that are going on that need a job. Excuse me? And then the other one situation is another young lady. Her name is the same as the young lady that gone on, but very serious domestic situation. Need prayers for, and also young minister, so she's been abused. So we want you to be praying for these situations. We pray periodically for some of these things that we do know go on, whether it be pastors, minister, prophet, evangelist, whoever. Sometimes there's one face at them in ministry, and then those people have to go home with abuse. So we just ask you to pray, and not only for her, but some other situations that are going on. Those are the prayer requests that I have tonight. So right now we're going to take any others so I can be able to write those down and we can keep those things lifted up before the Lord. Any other prayer requests out there now so we can take them now? Then we're going to go ahead and do those prayer requests, and then we're going to be released a little bit early, excuse me, from the line tonight. Bless the Lord. Any prayer requests?
Yes, this is Renee. I would like prayer for, I'm believing in God for him to open up a door for housing, for myself, for my son. That's my request.
Praise God. Housing for you and your son. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Definitely, we're going to do that in shortly. We do prayer online. We don't just take the prayer request. We're going to do it online, but I'm taking it all right now so that we can break it down and go ahead and pray. So who else do we have before we can start praying? Anyone else have a request? I think I have one young lady needs to open the line too. Anyone else before we start praying? Let me see. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, you have a prayer request, Sister Cheryl?
Yeah, I was going to ask you to please pray for Ella Cooper, one of the pastors here in Boston. He lost his daughter. I'm not sure if it's the one that went to Arizona, but they're saying on the prayer line that I pray with that he lost his daughter. So I know that's hard for him because they were all in ministry together. And then one went to Arizona, so I'm not sure if that's the one for him and his wife, Pat. So I just wanted to ask prayer for them. They're at First Church of God. And then I want to pray for the sister, Nettie's getting ready to go in to have an operation. And I want to pray that the storm don't be too bad, where the school is called off tomorrow and we don't know how much snow we're going to get, and we kind of locked in. So just wanted to pray for me and Debbie that I have a better night than I had last night, and God just protect us and just bind every satanic force in our life and in the lives of others.
Okay, then. This is Massachusetts, right?
Yes.
Okay, then. All right, then. If no one else, these are our prayer requests for tonight. Mother Alexander, if you would take that prayer for Sister Renee, that asking for prayer for housing for her and her son. And so the Lord can open a door. Nothing's too hard for God. And anytime we touch and agree, one can chase 1,000 prisoners, two can put 10,000 in flight. And then if we're all on agreement, then who knows how speedily God can move on our behalf. So I want you to take that one for her and the prayer for Sister Alicia and some others that need unemployment right now. And Mother McCormick, would you pray for Sister Cheryl? She had a couple of requests. I'm not sure if you get them all down, but her request is for Elder Cooper. His daughter just went on to glory. You want to pray for that family for healing. She also says for
Nettie.
For her and Debbie. Oh, is another lady you need to pray for
Nettie,
that off?
A lady named Sister Nettie. She's going to go in for operation. And she told me the other day she had no heat in her house. And so she didn't go to church. She said, because if she gets any cold in her bones, then they're going to operate.
Okay, then.
Mother
Alexander, would you take that one for Sister Nettie, too, on that, the needed operation? Because that'll be a lot right there all of a sudden for all. Mother McCormick. So Mother McCormick, do the one for the grief for Elder Cooper, and then also for Evangelist Cheryl for her daughter and her for their situation concerning the schools and being closed and they being snowed in. But pray for them because she was saying she has some situations and stuff like this. So whatever demonic force or whatever situation may occur that is trying to come up against them, we just pray God's blessings deliver. So you do those, Mother Alexander. Go ahead and do the lady for Sister Renee for housing,
for Ocean,
and for Sister Renee for housing, and her son, Sister Renee, and then for Alicia and some others that need jobs, and for the Sister Nettie that's going to have an operation. So you can go ahead and do those now, and the other one we'll cover. So y'all two go ahead and take those two prayer requests.
Okay. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you know this sister, Renee, Lord. You see our need. You know everything that she needs, Father God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to just open a door for her, Lord God. Lord God, you said in your word, pray for one another. Lord, you know exactly what the need is. And Father God, I'm asking you in the mighty name of Jesus Just open that door for her, Lord, the desire for her heart, because according to your word, Lord God, you said you will give us the desire for her heart. And Father God, I'm asking you right now, Lord, for she and her son, Lord God, that you give them favor, Heavenly Father. Because, Lord, you said, if we ask, believe. And, Lord, I'm asking you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm touching in agreement with her, Lord God, that she stand claiming what she asked you for and standing on it, Lord God. That you will give her the desire for her heart. I'm asking you, Lord God, to strengthen her, Lord God, that she will stand on your word, Lord God. And asking you, Heavenly Father, that whatever need that she has, Heavenly Father, we're claiming it's met because of who you are in our life, Lord God. Ask you, Lord, to bless our going out, Lord God. Bless our coming in, Lord God. And the people that she has to talk with about that, Lord, give her favor with them, Lord. That when she go there, she will get through, Lord God. Because it's only in the name of Jesus we claim these things, Lord God. And Father God, I'm asking you right now to touch the hospital where this man's supposed to get operated on, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let your will be done right there, Father
yes.
God. Because, Lord, it's only you know what she need, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And Father God, we ask you, Heavenly Father, that you touch Nettie and let her know, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
To believe, Lord God, and stand strong on your word.
Mm-hmm.
Because your word never fails us.
Amen.
And whatever your will is, Father God, that is what will come forth. Stand on your word, Lord, regardless what she see. Put before you what she's asking for. Because God, you said come boldly to the throne of grace. You did not tell us to hide. You said come boldly. Pour your heart out to the Lord. Because God promises that if you want, he said, ask and you shall receive. And Lord, there is others that really need jobs, Lord God. Lord, you renew mine out there, Lord God, where they need to go to, Lord God. You show them the way, Father God, that they know exactly where to go and where to get the breakthrough from. Because, Father God, your word said, ask and believe we receive. And you said in your word that you'll not let them be lacked for nothing, Lord God. If they believe in your word, Lord God, and stand on your word, Lord God, because your promises in the name of Jesus got to come forth. And Lord, we're touching in agreement right now, Lord, that this door would be hoping for them to get a job, Lord God. Bless them, Father God, because I know, Heavenly Father, that nothing is impossible for you to do, Lord. And your word said, Lord, believe when you ask. Believe and stand on your belief in the name of Jesus that whatever you ask for, you shall receive it. Lord, we claim in victory in their life in these jobs, Lord God. We claim in that these doors will be open, Lord God. And Father God, I thank you, Heavenly Father. I'm thanking you in advance for these doors to be open for them, Lord God. That they will open a door for them to get jobs, Lord God. And that the housing department will open a way for that lady to get a housing, Lord God. Touch their mind, Lord God. Give her favor with them. Each and every one of these persons here. You know, Heavenly Father, the heart of every one of us. And Lord God, we come tonight just to stand in agreement and touching with one another. So they get a breakthrough in every area, Lord, of their petition. This we ask, mighty Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord, as you look down on Sister Cheryl right now, Lord God. Lord, we pray right now, God, for her and her family, Lord God, as they wait on this, as the storm comes forth, God, we know that you's able to protect her and her family through this storm or whatever situation that might be going on in that area or where she lives right now, God. We ask you, Lord God, to keep her, Lord God, and keep her covered under your blood, Father, because we know there's nothing too hard that you can't do. We know that you see and you know the condition and the place where they live right now, God. And we know, God, that you're able, Lord God, to keep your loving arms around each and every one, homes and places there right now in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for the remand for Ella Cooper. We ask you, Lord God, to keep them, Lord God. We know, God, that their loved one is gone, but, God, we ask you to strengthen their body, that they will continue to realize, God, that you make no mistakes, God, and that you're able to hold them up, God, as they go through their bereavement, God. Keep them strong, Lord. Let them know, God, that you still love them, that you're still there. You're still working out the situation and the thing that might be going on, that you're still able to open up doors and make way for us. So, God, as we pray this prayer tonight, we pray for Sister Shara and her and the Ella Cooper, that you will continue to make a way for them all, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you for it, and we bind everything that's not like you that tried to come around in that storm. We bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus, and we ask you, God, to set the atmosphere, God, that things will be okay as they go through this situation whenever it comes forth, that they will have peace in the midst of the storm. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm not going to push past what the Holy Spirit told me to do, so I'm not going to try to. We got two more prayer requests, so I'm going to have to ask Mother Willette. I'm not Mother Willette. Not
take...
She must be on my. You there?
Hello?
Mother Willette,
ma'am, I can take one if you want me to. I'll take one.
Okay, would you pray for the
bereavement? I'll take
Lisa. Okay, all right. You take this. Mother Alexander says she'll take Lisa?
Yeah, I'll take Lisa.
Okay, then this is Renee that says she'll take one? Is that Sister
yes,
Renee?
Ma'am.
Who said that? All right, Sister
yes,
Renee. Would... Okay. Would you go ahead and pray for Elder Kincaid's brother for the bone marrow transfusion and for him to stop smoking? We'll let you take that one. And Mother will do the Sister Lisa.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just come to you right now, Father. Lifting up my brother, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just ask right now, Father, that you would touch his body in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just pray right now, Father, that you would move in his bones, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against every plan, every plot of the enemy. We dismantle it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we call his body into alignment right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask, Father, that you would, God, let your will in this situation be done, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray right now, Father, that every infection, we curse it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we speak into his bone marrow right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind up everything that's not of you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we release healing into his body in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against any pain. We come against everything that's not of you. God, we come against discouragement right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we break the spirit of addiction in the name of Jesus. Father God, those things that he craves that's not of you, Father, take the craving away, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask right now, Father, that you would, God, just touch his heart, touch his mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we release encouragement in his heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against stress. We come against anxieties right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we destroy the plots of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you would move on his behalf, Father. God, those things in his life that's out of order, Father. God, we call forth divine alignment even now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now, Father, that you would lift his head, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for destroying any doubt. Father God, we pray right now, Father, that he will walk by faith, not by sight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you would get the full glory out of his life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Father, for your plan and your purpose for our brother's life, Father. God, we thank you, we honor, and we praise you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, we just thank you right now. for Lisa, Lord God. Thank you for how you strengthen her, Lord God, that she prays you through the dark storm. She prays you, Lord God. And Lord God, it was just amazing, Father God, to see how you keep her strong, Lord God. Because, Lord, you are the only living God, and you are the God that knows every inch of each and every one of our hearts. And, Father, I thank you yesterday to see how she praised you through the storm, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for that is letting us know that we can always go on when we put our mind and our heart on you, Lord God. No matter how the storm is, we can still stand because she praised you so much, Lord God. And Father God, I praise your name, Lord God, because you are worthy to be praised. And Lord God, I pray for our mother and our grandmother and brothers and niece and our other children, Lord God, that they continue to stand, see how strong the mom is through the storm. And Father, I ask you, Lord, to continue to keep her head around her, Lord God. Let this young girl continue to push on, Lord God. Lord, it is so wonderful when we look at a young person that they still stand strong because they know that there's a God that never leaves them and never forsakes them. And Lord, I just thanking you for how good you've been to us all and what you have done in Lisa's life, Lord God, how you let her stand through this storm. In the name of Jesus, continue to keep her head around our Father. Continue to keep her and our household. Continue to bless our going out and our husband and our mother, Lord, the whole family, Heavenly Father. Continue to let them operate in that joy of the love of God that you is who keeping them through this storm. And Father, I thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for how good you've been to us, our Lord. And it's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. I do honor the Lord and give him glory. For great is his faithfulness, and thank God for you all being faithful and coming in. And Mr. Renee, we bless the Lord for you. Believe in God's moving on your behalf, and thank God that you know the power of prayer. Welcome and so forth. Like I said, I don't normally say this, but your spirit is very much welcome to come sometimes and pray with us on the line. Bless the Lord. In the meanwhile, I would like to let you know, before we get ready to hang up, I want to just read this fact, and we've did it before, but just in my spirit tonight, just to share this, and then we are going to, if there is no other, oh, I know what it was. Real quick, like Mother McCormick, would you quickly pray for Mother Freeman on the phone, whatever, she's still dealing with that, the business with her knees and that pain and keeping her from sleeping at night. It don't have to be long. Just want to touch and agree with her and add Mother Smalls to touch her body too. So those two or three minutes for the two of them for the pain in their body and being able to rest. And God just bless healing and favor. So would you do that okay for me?
Yes, I will. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, if again we come again, Lord God, asking you to look down on Mother Freeman, Lord God, and her knees, God. We ask you to touch her body right now in the name of Jesus, God. You know the womb of God. You know what she needs and what she stands in the need of. God, we pray that you would send forth your complete healing in her body right now because we know, God, that with your stripes that we are already healed. So, God, we claim healing and we leave it, God, right now in the name of Jesus. God, continue, Lord, to have mercy on her, God. Continue to strengthen her body where she might be weak at times. God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, just pour out your anointing on this lady, God. She's been here for a long time. God, we thank you for her, God. We thank you for her long life, God. We know there are more life for her to come. God, we thank you for it, God. We pray that you'll continue to take her through, Lord God. Live for us on every side. Help her, Lord God, to continue to have that word in her that she could be able to help somebody else as they go forward in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, God, to look down on Mother Small, God. We pray for her body, God, the things that she might be going through. God, you knows her heart and you knows her mind. You knows what she's standing in need of. We pray that you would strengthen her body right now, God. Anything that's not right, God, we bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing for these two women, God. We thank you for moving on their behalf right now, God. We thank you for the healing power right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that because we know that all her help comes from you tonight. And so, God, we just ask you, Lord, continue to strengthen them, keep them covered with your blood, and keep them healed, God, as they go forward in these last and evil days. In Jesus' name, amen.
Give him glory. He is worthy to be praised. He's our healer and deliverer, and I do thank God for tonight. This one we've read before by Helen Malik. It says, I was regretting the past and fearing the future. Suddenly my Lord was speaking. My name is I Am. He paused. I waited. He continued. When you live in the past with its mistakes and regrets, it's hard. I'm not there. My name is not I Was. When you live in the future with its problems and fears, it is hard. I'm not there. My name is not I Will Be. When you live in this moment, it is not hard. I am here. My name is I Am. So we need to keep our faith and trust in the Lord. Walk by faith and not by sight. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 say, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean. Not to all our lean not to our understanding, all our ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. The Bible let us know the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but he came to give life, and life more abundant. As Mother said earlier tonight, we say often that no weapon formed. It will be formed, but it's not going to prosper. So we got to keep the faith that God will work all things out for the good, but we're going to have to keep our joy and our peace because the enemy will beat us down, and we lose sight of our joy, knowing that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And if we keep our minds on the Lord steadfastly, he will give us in perfect peace in the name of Jesus. So I just encourage you to know that God has a plan, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made in the Lord. Be faithful unto him, because great is his faithfulness. I bless you, the Lord, for you, for your encouragement, for healing, deliverance, financial and spiritual blessings. Line up every satanic and demonic force that will come against you or challenge your body, your family, your ministries, the things that God has blessed. Put it your hand to do, pray encouragement, and bind up every satanic force that come against the life, because God has blessed us, and in him we live and move and have our being. So we got to trust him for everything concerning us, concerns him. So he's our El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-breasted one and all-sufficient one. So if there's nothing else, we're going to say shalom and pray you have a continued blessed week in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
And praise God for Brother Rillette. Whatever's going on with her, pray she continue to be blessed too, as Lord bless her. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Good night. Good night. Shalom.
Good night.
Good night. Shalom. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord.